Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb D, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Here in Season 4, we're using the help of the wonderful Rabbeinu Yonam with his commentary and insights. We're looking at Chapter 2, Mishnah 16, Bet Tet Zayin. Yesterday, last night was Bet Tedvav, Hu Hayo Omer, he used to say, Rabbi Tarfon, Lo Alecha Hamlacha Legmor. It's kind of a continuation of the previous mission. In the previous mission, we talked about how the day is so short and there's so much to do. So building on that, we have to realize that even though the day is so short, even though there's so much to do, we have to at least start. We cannot abstain ourselves or absolve ourselves from doing anything, even though it feels like we might not be able to finish everything, we might not be able to complete everything. We have to do whatever we can. Lo alecha hamlacha legmor. It's not upon you, it's not up to you to complete the task. Velo ata ben chorin li batel mimeno. But conversely, you are not able to be freed to give it up. You're not allowed to give it up. It's not on you to be free to give it up. You have to do something. You have to try. You're not asked or required to finish, but you're also not allowed to not start. You have to start. You might not be able to finish, but you have to at least start. Im lamadita Torah harbi. If you learned a lot of Torah, Nosnim lach sachar harbe, you will be given great reward. Again, we don't do things for reward, but if you do things, God willing, you will get reward. V'ne'aman hu b'malachtecham, and know, understand, and have faith that your employer Hashem is trustworthy to pay you the wages of your work. V'da shematan schorim shel tzadikim la'asad lovo, and know that the reward of the righteous is granted in the future, in the world to come. This world, Pirkei Avos teaches us, is like an antechamber, is like the smorgasbord before the world to come, which is like the wedding hall. This world is like Erev Shabbos, and the world to come is Shabbos. And we know that this is not the real, true emes. This is not the true, real place we're supposed to be. Olam Haba is where we're supposed to be after 120 years. That's really to be basking in the presence of Hashem. That's the ultimate. But in this world, we have to accomplish our goals. We have to accomplish what we can. We have to do our work. We have to be involved in the effort. Any idea, any invention, any capability, anything you could bring to the table, you have to do. You have the idea. No one else is going to do it. No one else is going to bring it forward. No one else is going to bring it to fruition. There never was a person like you. There's no person like you right now, and there's no person in the future that will be like you. You are the only you ever in existence that was, that is, that will be. Lahavda, lahavda, lahavda. Hashem was, is, and always will be, and it's only Hashem. Hashem makes you to be the only you that will ever be in the past, now, or in the future. So who else is going to think of the idea? If not you, who? If not now, when? As Pirkei Avos says, we're paraphrasing. So when I thought of the ideas on a personal level of all these different shows, thanks to Hashem, I know I'm not a rabbi, I know I'm not a great sage, I know I might not be the right person to do it, but I know I am the person that Hashem gave me these ideas. If I don't do it, who's going to do it? I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know who it's going to go to, if it's going to reach people. I don't know if it's able to affect people, but I know that I have to do something. I have to do it. Hashem gave me a love, a passion for audio. Hashem gave me a love, a passion for radio, for speaking, for using my voice. And He gave me these ideas to do the daf, to do the parsha, to do Pirkei Avos, to do the lecture series, and to do OT, Bli Neder, all of them. We should be zocha to do it for a long time and help people a long way. I don't know where it's going to go, but I knew I couldn't not do something. If I'm given the ability to speak and use my voice, if I'm given the ability to try to help the world, and not charging, not asking, and not even thinking about the money aspects, although that would be a wonderful benefit, a wonderful bonus, how could I not do something? How could I not start? I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know how it's going to complete. I don't know how many seasons I'll get, how much energy and time I'll have, but I have to at least start. Pirkei Avos tells us we don't know where it's going to go. We don't be we're not tasked to complete it, but we have to at least start. You can't not do it, and you can't worry about finishing. You gotta at least start. And that's what I do with my shows, my ideas. If you, thanks to Hashem, of course it was from Hashem, all of them, but if you have an idea, an invention, you have something you want to write, something you want to do, something you want to speak, something you want to read, you gotta do it. Who else is going to do it if not you? No one else is going to do it. You have to be culpable, reliable, and responsible for yourself. Bignona teaches us, it is not for you to complete the test. Do not ever think, I do not have the intellectual capacity to do this, and I'll never be able to complete it. So what is the point of trying? What will I accomplish with all my efforts? It is not your job to complete the task. The very fact that you are toiling in Torah fulfills the command of your Creator. Neither are you free to give it up. Do not say, since I am in any case not obligated to complete the task, there's no need for me to push myself. I will learn for just an hour a day. This is not so. You are bound to the Torah like a slave and must study it day and night. Then you will succeed and grow wise. Also, in a minute, God willing, we're going to say the ending phrase because we're finishing chapter 2 tonight, Mitzvashim Bli Neder. So don't think this way that there's no need to push yourself. You have to go. You have to work at the Torah, study Deino Vehegisa Bo Yomam Valaila, we say in Davening. We have to be involved in it. You will succeed and grow wise in that way. If you learn much Torah, you'll be given great reward. In other words, one who chooses to learn more and grow wise excels over those who do less, even though neither of them has given up learning. Your employer is trustworthy to pay you the wages of your work. A worker who approaches his employer for his wages may fear that the employer will put him off, telling him to come back some other time because he is short of funds at the moment. But realize, do not be afraid that this might happen. You are working for an employer who could be trusted implicitly to pay you in full. Hashem will get you back. We talk about this a lot. Hashem will take care of you. Hashem will make sure whatever you need will come to you. Hashem determines at Rosh Hashanah time what you're going to need for the whole year. Hashem determines what money you need for the whole year. Hashem determines how it's going to come to you, what's going to happen for the whole year. Hashem determines what's going to be for you. So don't worry about it, especially when you're spending money on a mitzvah, spending money on a chesed, spending money on tzedakah, spending money on your kids' tuition. They say all these things in Shabbos and Yom Tov. All these things will come back to you. Hashem will take care of you. Hashem will reimburse you. You're spending on good things, Hashem will get it back to you. He is trustworthy to pay you the wages of your work, whether it be actual work that you're doing your shtalas for Hashem to give you the money, your salary, or working in Torah, working in chesed, working in mitzvahs, working in different things that you're putting your mind to. Hashem can be entrusted implicitly to pay you in full, in full. And know that the reward of the righteous is granted in the future to come. If you reflect on this, you'll be encouraged to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. In this way, you will appreciate God's great kindness, and you will receive even greater love for Him. May God in His mercy implant His love and fear in our hearts to do His will wholeheartedly and eagerly. So may it be His will. Amen. So remember that you got to start. You're not asked to complete, but you're asked to at least start. Go about and do what you can with whatever talents, whatever abilities, whatever capabilities you have, whatever invention you want to do that Hashem put in your mind. And realize Hashem will pay you back. Hashem will get you back. Hashem will take care of you. He's the best employer, the only employer. He'll always take care of you. And now we say the phrase when finishing another chapter in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Chanana ben Akasha Omer. Rabbi Chanana ben Akasha says, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to confer merit upon Israel. How did He do so? The Fikach Hirba Lahem Torah O Mitzvos. He made abundant for them Torah and Mitzvos. Shnemar Adonai Chafetz Masgo Yagdo Torah V'Yadir. As it says, Hashem desired for the sake of His righteousness to enhance us and to grow us with Torah and Mitzvos, to make us more glorious. Hashem gives so many Mitzvos in the Torah because there's a Mitzvah for everyone. There's something for everyone to latch onto. If you're a real learner, go learn. It's a Mitzvah to learn Torah. If you're a real doer, go do Chesed. It's a Mitzvah to do Chesed. If you love to give away money, it's a Mitzvah to do Tzedakah. If you love to have people in your house and to host them, it's a Mitzvah to do Achnasas Orchem. Hashem gives us so many Mitzvos in order that we can be glorified through Him, in order that we could bring goodness to the world for Him, to make a Kiddush Hashem. There's so many ways to do so. With all the different mitzvahs Hashem gives us, all the different guidelines Hashem gives us in the Torah, all the different ways throughout the ideas of being involved in Torah, find that mitzvah, find that thing that you can connect to, whether it be learning or practicing or being involved in teaching others. I personally love Hachnasas Orchem. I love Chesed. So those are aspects that I feel like I can connect to Hashem and can connect to the world. But whatever it is for you, latch onto that mitzvah. Make yourself glorious. Make the whole of Israel, the Jewish people, glorious. And by din of that, make the whole world even more glorious. Everything we can do to make the world brighter, to fix the world and to bring more sanctification of Hashem's name. May it be so that we bring only good things to the world and only sanctification to the wonderful name of Hashem every single day. Join us next time as we start the new chapter, thinking about three things that'll help us not sin here on the PAL with Rib T. And I'm your host, Rib T.